And we had what we called a pirogue, a canoe, in other words. We'd paddle there through White Lake. And if an order would come out, we'd want to come home on Saturday night. We'd have to walk out. We'd walk them 9 miles, and then White Lake is exactly 2 miles north of here. Well, we'd walk across that marsh, come home, which would make us from 11 to 12 miles in the Saturday afternoon. Then Monday morning, we'd have to hit it back.
You'd get a northern in the winter, right?
Yeah, we do that just in the wintertime, not in the summer. Of course, all during the summer, whenever we'd catch up with our crop, we'd hunt alligators afoot. All through this, what we call the sea marsh. You see, the Gulf of Mexico is just 6 miles due south from here. Well, we'd hunt that marsh, we'd hunt alligators there. We had to, we couldn't live without it. We didn't make enough money out of our cotton, you see, to carry through, because we couldn't farm too much. We had no way to get rid of it.
About raising cotton, tell me how you, well, when the cotton came up, then you had to, did you?
Oh, you had to work it. The minute it got about this high, well, you had it, we'd plant that and we'd drill it. After we got the planters, you see, we could drill it like one, not too thick. And then we'd go in there with a hoe and we'd chop it out and leave our stalks about a foot and a half, 2 feet apart.
About mid-July, you'd say the cotton was, when you didn't go into the cotton anymore. In other words, the branches got across the...
Oh yeah, you couldn't go in it no more then.
Yeah.
But we picked it by hand. We'd build us long cotton sacks that would drag behind us as far as from here to that wall over there. Me and my wife, after we got married, we had 2 children. Well, I'd pick by myself in the morning, because she'd get the dinner ready. Well, we'd eat our lunch, then take a little rest, and we'd both hit the cotton patch, and we'd put each one of them little girls and drag them on our cotton sack all the afternoon. Pick cotton. We couldn't leave them at the house. Nobody would take care of them. So we'd take them with us.
Hmm.
And these marshes that you see there now, we got cattle, me and my son and my wife together. Here a few years back, a cow couldn't hardly go out there. It was swampy. In the back either. Well, we raised, I had 100 acres on the back here. That's the first that I reclaimed, levied and pumped it out. And then we started planting rice. Well, now we'd go out there with a big rice truck and fill it up full of rice and come out with it. And used to, a cow couldn't hardly go in there. In the front, how long we had that, about 6 years, levied in?
About.
Just about. Man, that was, unmercifully boggy. And now we drive tractors, any kind of tractor, we go out there, we butchered the cow and had a man from the slaughterhouse out of Abbeville come here with his winch truck and went and picked her up way out there in the marsh. Put in his truck and come on out. So, but at first, man, well, when I bought mine from my daddy, my brother wouldn't buy the marshland that my daddy had joining him. He said, I wouldn't give you 10 cents an acre for it. So he forced me to buy it. So I own my quarter of a mile, and I own the marshland on both sides of